5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up, let The Burt Show be your texting tutor, and we'll screw it up for you.
Right before we start texting tutor here, I just want to remind everybody that we are being hired for a specific thing. We are not here to change opinions. We are not here to judge. We are being hired to text, even if that text seems to be from a very controlling person asking for a very controlling situation.
We're not here to judge, but I'm going to judge anyway.
We listen and we don't judge out loud, and we just do.
We judge-ish. It's a little bit of judge.
All right, Janine, I know you want us to text with your boyfriend because you're not happy with one of his friends.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, you take it from here. Here we go. We are here just to text, not to judge, but certainly we will.
We've been together for a little over a year now, and we moved in together about 3 months ago, and, you know, things for the most part have been going great until this one friend started coming around more often. And I'm going to call this friend Jake. And, you know, he's been a big part of my boyfriend's life since college, and they were roommates and frat brothers. So there's a lot of loyalty there. And, you know, they've grown apart in recent years, and he's known for being a cheater. He's cheated on multiple girlfriends multiple times, including once when she was in the hospital after surgery, and everyone knew about it.
Not a good dude.
No. And, you know, I mean, he's still cheating.
Yeah. But we've had this conversation and debate before on the show. Like, you can be bad in one area of your life, but good in other areas. So maybe he's a good friend. Maybe he's a good employee. Maybe he's a good brother. Maybe he's a good son. But he's just a really, really, really bad boyfriend.
Maybe he's good at recruiting friends that are in committed relationships to cheat.
We all have our skills.
Yeah, that's a talent if he does.
Is that what you're afraid of here?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's in a new relationship now, and he's still sliding into everyone else's DMs and, you know, going out with the intention of hooking up and using his girlfriend's schedule to sneak around. And I feel like it's very shady behavior. I feel like Jake's kind of, he's the one pressuring her boyfriend to go out to bars and lie about plans and kind of be his alibi. And I don't like that. And it's making me very nervous. You know, I'm getting a little trust issues now because I want to believe that Jake is, you know, doing well, but I feel like he's also playing with fire. So I'm just feeling a little disrespected at, you know, my place. And I don't want to be controlling, but I feel like this is maybe a boundary that I need to set. It's not really about being jealous, but I feel like it's more so, you know, surrounding yourself with good people and that have, you know, your values and that kind of reflect your lifestyle. And it just makes me nervous.
Just curious, how do you know all of this detail information about Jake? Does your boyfriend tell you this?
It's things that my boyfriend has told me and then things that I know.
You said that you feel disrespected. How are you being disrespected?
I mean, I feel like when you have someone around that, it feels like a reflection. Like, if this is how his friend is, you know, you kind of like are who your friends are.
You are the company you keep. And I told this to Jackson the other day. And I feel like woman to woman, like if you have a best friend, like a guy friend, we're not even calling him a best friend, but you have a guy friend that constantly disrespects women and cheats on women. And then you are dating me, a woman, and you have this man over to our place. I can see how that would come off disrespectful.
I think also in a way, women are always sort of looking out for each other, even if we don't have a relationship with you.
Yeah.
And if
I was in your position, I would almost, in a weird way, feel like an accomplice because I know what he's doing behind your back. And as a lady looking out for another lady, I would want to speak up and let that girl know because I would not want to be in that relationship. And I would want someone to tell me if they knew.
All right, so Janine, let me ask you this. What exactly is your ask?
I don't want him around, period. I don't trust him.
You don't want him around the house, don't want him as a friend to your boyfriend? Are you saying, hey, you want this relationship ended with this guy?
I just don't want him to be friends with him anymore. I'd love for him to end it.
Okay. So we're helping you text your boyfriend and say, you need to break up with your friend because he's not a good guy.
Yes.
And if he doesn't, are there repercussions?
I just feel really disrespected. I think I would want to rethink things.
Oh, so it's an ultimatum. Oh. It's him or me.
Okay. All right. Janine, hang out for a second here, and we will start our texting tutor. We will text your boyfriend, and we'll say, you need to lose your boyfriend or you're about to lose me. It's a texting tutor next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, so we're about to start texting with and for Janine here, who says that her boyfriend's a great guy. In fact, they're living together now, except he's got a friend that is the worst. Like, he's cheating on women left and right. She knows his track record and kind of feels like, hey, you are the sum of the five people that you hang out with most, right? Mm-hmm. So she feels like this is a reflection on her boyfriend also. So she wants our help texting her boyfriend to say, you need to break your friendship with this dude who we are calling Jake, right?
Right.
Okay.
Just to have your back a little bit, Janine, because I know how this can come across very controlling. And if genders were reversed and we had a dude on the line saying a woman needed to break up with her friend, we would be like, oh my God, you're so controlling. So we are aware of that. We are cognizant of that. And I do distinctly remember when my now husband and I first started dating, there was somebody in his life that I did not trust. Women's intuition, my gut, was not a fan. And I was like, I would really prefer if you would not communicate with this person anymore.
Ooh, I would be mad by an ask like that.
I would be furious.
I feel so controlling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be furious.
Mm-hmm. He did it. Never spoke to that person again.
Is that right?
And here we are 20 years later.
Okay,
you got some power.
He's got a different personality than I do, but yeah, man.
No, this person, I could see through this person and I knew what this person was doing. And I'm like, I know you don't see this, but I need you to trust my gut on this. And this is how I feel about this person. This person also did some shady stuff. They had a history, but wasn't so important that it was worth blowing up our relationship to keep them in the relationship. And he was like, all right, I got you.
So what's the fear, though, that Bart would hang out with this guy and he'd end up messing around?
Wasn't a guy, it was a girl.
Even a girl.
Oh, yeah. So the girl had feelings for Bart? Is that what you're saying?
Gotcha. Oh, well, that's different.
That makes more sense.
Makes that's a lot. That's a very important piece. Yeah, that's...
But it's still like telling your partner, like, I don't want this person in your life anymore, that you got to kick him to the curb.
Well, it's different than what we're dealing with here. Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly this is a woman that's coming out. Yeah, of course.
Yes.
And if he would have fought you on that, he would have been an idiot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So let's start texting with your dude here. All right. So how do you normally start in the morning texting your man?
Just like a hi, babe. Just something sweet, short.
Okay. Let's do that.
Let's lay it on thick.
All right.
Let's use every emoji.
So do what you normally do there, and let's wait for a response, and then we'll get into it.
All right.
So you guys want to start crafting this before we even hear back from them? Like, what's the first line here going to be?
I think you got to set it up somehow. Like, say something to the extent of, this may sound crazy or weird or something.
I think controlling. I know this might sound a little controlling, but
I have for what it is.
I have a request that I hope you'll consider or that I hope you'll take seriously.
That's good.
This is going to sound controlling, but I have a request that I would really like you to take seriously.
It's self-aware. It's straightforward. It's to the point.
That will allow me to know that my answer is going to be no.
Immediately no.
Okay, I'm about to hit send.
I can't even imagine a significant other coming to me and going, you can't hang out with that person anymore.
I can't either.
Oh,
no way.
Oh, boy.
I will say, though, my lady did say that I should cut a friend off once, and I told her I thought she was crazy, and she ended up being right.
Is that right?
I should have cut them off.
Can you give us more details?
She just felt like the friend was shady and didn't really have my best interest, and I didn't see that at all. And a year or so later, they did something that turned out she was absolutely right.
Okay, so he replied with a, hey, babe. Sounds serious, period. What? Question mark.
So, here we go. Let's go
in.
To put it lightly, I'm not a fan of Jake. I don't like the way he treats women, and I feel like you should surround yourself with better friends.
I feel like maybe there's too much leeway in that sentence. Like, it's leaning too much into your feelings, and the fact is, we're sending this message because we're worried how Jake's behavior is going to affect your boyfriend.
Right.
So maybe something more to the point, like, I have a bad gut feeling about Jake based off of the way he has treated his partners, and I'm worried it's going to rub off on you.
No, no, no.
No?
Because if I got that, I'd be like,
I'd be offended.
I would be so offended that you think I could be easily swayed by your friend and that you couldn't trust me. Because Jake, what Jake does has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, but that's why we know it's controlling. That's why we know it's crazy.
I didn't think your first angle was bad.
Okay, then screw what I said.
I get your point, though. You don't wanna, but it is her feelings. I completely get what you're saying.
It's what she's feeling, but she shouldn't verbalize it.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, the way it's being verbalized, I'm like, dang, we are crazy. I know we weren't supposed to judge.
Yeah. So I am not a fan of Jake. I detest the way he treats his partners. I think you're better than hanging out with him.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are solely putting it on Jake and Jake's behaviors.
Yeah, Jake the Snake.
Ooh.
I've got a friend.
I got a friend,
and that's his nickname.
Partner.
Jake the Snake?
Jake the Snake, yeah.
Does he have snake-like behavior?
Not at all. Not now, anyway.
Is snake code for something else?
I don't know.
But you've been calling him that.
He's graduated from that, but yeah, that was his nickname.
Interesting. Yeah.
Janine, what's the text read, please?
So I'm not asking him at the moment. There's no ask, but I have to put it lightly. I'm not a fan with Jake. I detest the way he treats his partners. I think you are better than that.
I think you're better than hanging out with him.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we're good for this one to send.
Yeah, we'll see what he
sure.
says.
Okay, I'm gonna press send.
We're just testing those ultimatum waters.
No.
We're not gonna cannonball into the ultimatum pool, Janine. We're just gonna go toe by toe.
All right, I see he's texting.
I bet he is. So you remember the girl I told you about that I had a bad feeling about and told Bart I didn't want him to hang out with her anymore? So after that happened and he cut off communication, she found a way to get invited to my brother's wedding, and she showed up at my brother's wedding.
The heck?
Told you.
Did you scratch her eyes out?
No, I got really drunk, and from across the room, I flipped her a double bird.
Oh, girl. Did she see it?
At my brother's wedding.
That's insane.
That's amazing. The double.
I did. I was
and you got long middle finger.
I do.
Yeah. Hey, look at that.
They make a solid, solid point.
They are long.
They are very long. I don't know. They're weird.
Okay, this is interesting. It says, wow, I can't believe it's taking you this long to say something.
Oh,
so now you're putting it on you.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you just say, yeah, it's something I've been feeling for a while. Because it really is kind of inconsequential to say, feel. So it's almost like he's kind of in shock or he's deflecting. Or
it's something I've been feeling for a while. And it's now more solidified that he's done it to numerous partners.
Hmm.
I would like to take calls from dudes that have had to tell their dude friends that they can't hang out because their ladies say it ain't cool.
My girlfriend said we can't hang out anymore.
We won't get one call.
I doubt it. I can't imagine one of my friends calling me and telling me that. I wouldn't fight it though. You know what, bro? You got it.
Yep.
Good luck, man.
Have fun.
Yep.
I'm curious how many women said that to their men about me. We don't want you hanging out with her. Dude's wild when he gets into the club, man.
You need to go through your phone and find all the dudes that you no longer hang out with and hit him up and be like, did your woman tell you not to hang out with me?
What does your wife think about me?
Janine, did you get a text back?
Yes, so I got a text back, okay. And it says, join the club. I've been trying to get rid of him since college, but I'm a loyal friend, even though he can rub people the wrong way.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's a chance.
Did not see this coming.
At all.
Do you want him to go to the buddy and just, and you be the, and like let him just use you as his out?
Here's the thing about guys, though. This conversation doesn't need to be had. It's like, you just fall off the face of the earth.
That's
he starts texting you.
Uh-huh.
They slowly start to get the hint, and you don't need to say it. It certainly doesn't need to be in a text because he could share that wherever. I don't know that he needs to say anything. Just,
if he feels that way,
yeah.
I completely agree with you. Yeah. It's only a matter of time.
Just let it fall off.
But we need to respond, Janine. We need to let him know.
Well,
oh, my God.
Well, he messaged again and said, so I can be the bus driver.
Oh, he's driving over there.
Wait, there's more.
Throw me under the bus.
Mm. To throw you under the bus.
Mm.
Oh, wait, there's more. And blame you.
So he's volunteering that. Is that what you're saying?
He's going to be the bus driver and he's going to throw you under the bus?
Sounds like that, yeah.
All right, so okay. He's going to use her as his out.
I think you go for it.
Go for it.
I mean, yeah,
yeah,
you,
for sure.
Who cares how he gets out, that he's using you? He feels the same way.
Yeah.
Let him do it the way he wants, so long as the end result is this dude's not around your man anymore.
Even though that is a wussy way to get out. I wish he would just man up. So wussy.
He's giving us what we want.
Let's not argue with this guy.
Yeah.
All right, just hit him back, Janine, and be like, I'm so relieved to hear you say that. Do what you got to do to get rid of this dude.
That's it.
Okay.
Oh, this could have been explosive.
I did not see this going this way.
Mm-mm.
Make sure he does not hear this segment, because the fact that you came on here and said, I'd have to rethink the relationship, he hears that, that's going to send this thing right off the tracks.
Fact.
Okay?
We won't tell him about this. It's a secret.
We never do.
Yep. All right, Janine, I think our work is done here.
All right. Yeah, he said warming up the bus.
Yeah.
Consider it done.
Good for
Boom.
You. All right. Work is done here.
Yay.
Okay. Thanks, Janine. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders just secured a huge win for the organization. Although I will say, if I am a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, I am going to be fuming today. Because their newest docuseries, the newest season of their docuseries just came out, America's Sweetheart, the Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders. If you haven't seen it yet, oh my God, it's so good. It's so good.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I'm in bed last night doing what doctors tell you to do, scroll and also watch TV shows before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm. It makes you sleep so much better.
So much better. So I'm trying to figure out what new show to watch. And this, I saw the icon for this whole thing. And I pressed play on it and I was 3 seconds into it and I could hear the internal voice saying, perv. And I stopped it and I didn't watch it.
Oh, you let your own critic get to you? One's stopping you.
Yeah,
I mean,
but still, man. What am I doing?
It's only pervy if you make it pervy.
It's
yeah.
pervy. For
no,
me
it's
to be
not.
Sitting there in my bed alone watching 20-something Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, I'm not there for the storylines.
Okay, well,
it's pervy.
And when you put it like that, then never mind.
maybe you were right to turn off. Maybe it was a pervy thing
to
do.
It's a pervy thing to do.
But the first season was so good. So when I saw that the second season dropped, I felt like a drug addict on payday. I was like, oh my God, it's back. I can like get my fix because it's a really, really great show. And the storylines are amazing. Like following these women is really interesting and seeing their lives outside of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders and just how hard they work and how much this organization means to them. Oh my God, that's the most interesting part is like this is a thing that people have thought about their entire lives and you're seeing their dreams come true. So it's really, really cool.
Oh, okay. I'll give it a try.
They're iconic. Now it's not pervy anymore, right? So basically, one of the biggest things that came out of the first season was a lot of the fans really empathized with the struggle of what it's like to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, where you've got to be like a nurse by day and then a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader by night. You have to have multiple jobs because it simply just doesn't pay enough. And the coaches and the people involved in the organizations, you know, the billionaires, the billionaires behind the most successful NFL franchise of all time.
Jerry Jones has got a little bit of money.
The Jones family, yeah. You know, they're rolling in it.
Mm-hmm.
They're paying these girls pennies. I mean, it's just not enough to survive. They
it
don't
was
have
shocking.
Benefits. It is shocking.
It was shocking how little they were making.
You know, especially when the Jones family is running this and they're all billionaires. And their whole thing was like, they should just be grateful to be here. Like, this is something they've wanted to have their entire life. I'm like, no one's looking at the offensive line and be like, they should just be grateful to be here living out their dream.
I think this has been a thing. The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders have been iconic since the 70s. So I can see what his old school mentality is on it. Like,
This is an organization that you should want to be part of. It represents Texas, Dallas. Like, we shouldn't have to pay you for that.
I could see him having that mentality.
You can be grateful and feel privileged to have any job, but it doesn't mean they should be paying you pennies. Because at the end of the day, like, it's ridiculous when the owner of the team is a billionaire or a multimillionaire or whatever. And then you have these girls who are working their butts off from 7 a.m. to 4 a.m. and getting 2 hours of sleep just trying to make it. It's obscene.
We're talking about Jerry Jones here, and I'm going to go out on a limb and just say he's probably not the most progressive thinking guy.
Well, I mean, there's Charlotte Jones, who's also very involved in the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders and knows how much of an icon, how iconic the program is, and just how much they represent the team. I mean, it's literally in their contract that they have to, like, smile when they're out in public because they're representing the team. So, I mean, this is a 24-hour gig, and you're expected to survive off of $30,000, $35,000, and also, you know, work a second job so you can get health insurance benefits. So, at the end of this second season, this is kind of a spoiler, but it's all over social media, so it's not really much. It's a big headline at this point. But basically, the cheerleaders were going to do, like, a big walkout where they're like, if you're not going to pay us fair wages, like, we're out. Like, I'm sure there are other girls who will want to take our spots, but at the end of the day, like, it's just going to be a cycle of, like, them working hard and then eventually wanting to get that pay. So we're going to walk and in hopes that this gets them to wake up and see that we deserve to get paid a fair wage. And so that got back to the team. And then, long story short, there's a big happy ending where the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders got a 400% pay raise. They are now going to be getting paid about $1,600 per game, $75 an hour, which adds up to about $151,000 a year. Granted, still no health insurance, but I mean, come on, that is a massive, massive raise and puts you in a position to be able to afford health insurance on your own.
And those are talented women. Like, it takes a lot to make that squad. And so just like you got to be talented to make a team, an NFL team. So kudos to them.
I'm curious, is that like the going rate for other teams, cheerleaders also, or now are they way above that?
They're way above everybody else. Because I mean, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders were getting paid pretty much what other highly acclaimed NFL cheerleaders were getting paid. And it's the same old song and dance where they're just being told, like, you should feel honored to be here. You should be privileged to be here. And, you know, you're not technically a moneymaker because you're a cheerleader. You're just kind of a part of the act. But at the end of the day, like, if you are going to come on a Netflix show that is number one on Netflix and call these girls world-class athletes and say that they are the best in the business, then you should be paying them like that.
I would not suggest this for the Pittsburgh Steelers cheerleaders.
Yeah, probably not.
It's
but
just
also,
not the same institution.
It's not the same institution, but it doesn't have the same responsibilities attached to it. You know what I mean? Like, they're getting paid $151,000 because they are the most iconic cheerleaders in the NFL.
But I can see, like, women from other squads going, well, this is what the Cowboys are getting. So we as Ravenettes should try to get the same amount, and it's not going to be the same.
So in a quick Google search and AI overview. So yeah, before, Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders were getting $75,000 annually. Now they're getting what?
$151,000.
So I just asked, how much do Atlanta Falcons cheerleaders get paid? And so they get paid around $150 per game, an additional $50 to $75 for public appearances. So that translates roughly, and again, this exact salary varies. They get about $22,500 a year.
Uh-oh. And every cheerleader in the cheerleading industry did the same Google once they found out about this case.
And they're like, should we all walk out? Should we all be asking for more money? But
so the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders were actually making significantly more even before this hike. But now there's a stark difference.
Well, I was reading that they were getting paid about $15 per hour and about $400 per game. And so I think there's like a lot of conflicting reports. But at the end of the day, like, they were not getting paid nearly enough.
Yeah, and I'm glad they are now. I really am. But if you want to look at this as a business standpoint, Jerry is probably thinking, and maybe these other owners are also thinking, there are so many women that are lining up for this position. If they all want to walk, great. We'll just hire other women at the exact same thing. And I don't think there's going to be a lot of fallout. Like, a lot of people aren't going to go, I'm not going to watch the Eagles anymore because they've decided not to pay their cheerleaders the same as the Dallas Cowboys.
Like, are you asking, can you repeat the question?
It's not really a question as much as, like, if you found out other organizations were not going to follow in the footsteps of the Dallas Cowboys here, like the Falcons, and they're just deciding like they're going to stay where they're at right now.
Mm-hmm. You get $50 a game, that's it, no more.
That's it. As a football fan, are you going to go, wow, that really sucks. I'm not going to watch them anymore. I'm not going to go to a game.
Well, like I said, I think like dudes aren't going to care. I mean, they'll be like, oh God, the hot girls on the sidelines, like they're not going to be there anymore, whatever. But for women, like because we feel so now attached to the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders because they have this cultural relevance, like I think that would have been a huge, huge impact. And that's why they had that walking power of, okay, we will, this is probably the most relevant we're going to be for in the near future. So this is when we have the most leverage. This is when we're going to have people on our side. This is when we're going to have pop culture really fighting for us. So if we walk out, we're going to have the public at least having our back. Whereas again, like the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Atlanta Falcons cheerleaders, they're not going to have that same public support.
Just for debate's sake, here we are in 2025. Are cheerleaders even like necessary at football games?
It's a part of the, it's Americana. It's a part of the experience.
Why are you trying to take jobs away from women?
I'm just saying, for debate, like here we are and we're constantly talking about feminism and we're constantly talking about like, this is all based on aesthetic. This is just debate.
I know, but I'm going to ask you, what is anti-feminist, like what is anti-feminist about being a cheerleader?
I'm just trying to debate.
That's why I'm walking your way out of that one.
I really don't even feel like strongly about my own position. I'm just trying to create some talk.
For me, feminism is a woman's right to choose to do what makes her happy, right? I don't feel like cheerleading is anti-feminist. Like these women bust their butts to do this. Like there is an art to it and you can diminish it to just looks if you want to, but there's so much more to that. There's so much more to it. So being a cheerleader is, it's part of feminism because this is something that you want to do and you choose to do.
Okay.
Well, for more stories, head to the Bird Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Wait, Tommy, let me give 10 seconds here. There are calls coming in, and I don't want to leave this if they are really great calls.
No, you don't want to leave them if they agree with you that...
No. Sincerely, I was just trying to create debate. Yeah. It doesn't matter to me. I wouldn't go or not go to a football game because there were cheerleaders or not cheerleaders.
Well, some people think that this is a part of Americana and a part of the iconic part of the Cowboys.
I bring the bed down, Tommy.
Yeah, we got a former NFL cheerleader on the line.
Come on.
There it is. Hey, Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You sound like a cheerleader. Good morning. What's
up? Exactly. I'm a former NFL cheerleader. I was a cheerleader for 5 years for the New Orleans Saints, and we made only $10 per game.
Dang, man.
$75 an hour per appearances, and we didn't get paid for rehearsals or any of that. So I am so happy for the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
I bet.
I just want to clarify, Lisa. You said you got paid $10 per game?
$10 per game.
At least even cover your gas to the freaking stadium.
Exactly. Free parking and 2 free comp tickets.
Did they give you lunch at least?
Did you get snacks?
Oh, yeah. They fed us. Yeah, we did. They catered our lunch, and we had to be there for 9 in the morning for 12 p.m. games. And, that was it.
Wow. Dang. Okay.
$10 is
happy. We were just happy to be dancing, especially if dancing was your life.
And yeah.
That was the only thing we had in the state of Louisiana if you wanted to do something that was considered prestigious. So we were just happy to be out there within those uniforms.
So you were a Saints cheerleader?
Yeah, Saints.
Okay, well, in Atlanta, we would say that makes sense then. Because we have a rivalry with the Saints.
Yeah, we have a big rivalry.
Yeah, we do. Hey, thank you for calling, Lisa. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye now. Bye. It's Bird Show.
Get it. The Bird Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I believe it has officially stolen the crown from Secret Wives of Mormon Lives as the hottest reality TV show on right now, yes?
I would say so. This is kind of the show that everyone has been talking about, and I will say it's a little less depressing than Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
This is a Love Island we're talking about.
Yeah, I have an open letter to read to one contestant on Love Island, because, yeah, we're talking about the Love Island craze. Mm-hmm. I feel crazy when I think about Love Island, when I want to talk about Love Island. My eyes get glassy, my eyelids start to twitch, and I'm like itching myself like, y'all seen Love Island yet? Can we talk about it yet?
I still can't get a real good grasp, besides this one person that you're talking about, on how it's any different than Temptation Island or anything else that came out that was so hot for a little while.
I think the fact that the Islanders' fate is in your hands specifically, and it's pretty much real time. Everything you see, it happened about 24 hours ago. You get to vote who they should couple up with, if they should stay on the island. At the end, you get to vote for who wins $100,000.
Okay. All right.
That's pretty exciting.
And I feel like we've downplayed a little bit, and we are not nearly excited enough that we are 1 degree away of knowing somebody mm-hmm. on Love Island USA. And the fact that Katie, our producer Katie's cousin, is on one of the hottest shows on TV right now, I kind of feel like a big deal, even though I haven't watched the show. Just because I know somebody who knows somebody who's on the show.
He's our cousin twice removed.
It's so funny watching Love Island, because I watch Taylor, and Taylor and Katie look really alike.
Really?
So I'm just like, that's my work wife. Okay, if you don't know what Love Island is, it's a dating reality TV show where baddies made in the baddie factory show up, men made in IKEA show up, and they all couple up and they group together. And in the end, they try to win $100,000 based on their popularity with America.
But also, even more importantly, they are looking for love.
They are looking for that connection.
How many do they start with?
I think they start with like 6 to 8 women, 6 to 8 men. There's usually a bombshell immediately who shows up to like throw a wrench in the...
A bombshell has entered the villa.
Oh my God. A new bombshell has entered the villa. I'm wearing my t-shirt right now.
She's got her t-shirt on. God, if you're like the casting director, you're going out for that part and they say, hey, we are casting you as the bombshell of the show. You are so complimented on that.
Oh my God, you are so sexy.
Yeah, right?
It's insane. They save the sexiest people for bombshells because they want to turn every head in the villa. So you asked earlier, why is this season specifically generating so much buzz? And there is one reason. We need to talk about Hurricane Hutta.
Ominous.
I know. Okay, so in my tenure as a Love Island stan, I have never seen an Islander like Hutta before. There's always drama. There's always someone who's like very delusional, a little bit crazy about mm-hmm. their couple. But Hutta is on another level.
Isn't there always one villain on every reality TV show, though? Right?
Oh, absolutely.
She's the villain?
She is the villain.
It's hard to call her a villain because she's so clearly genuine. Like, she's feeling the feelings that she's feeling.
She's not malicious, from what I can tell.
No, she's not malicious, but she's very aggressive and volatile. And it's like people are very sick of her. Katie's cousin's reactions to Hutta's constant crash outs, I would watch the show just to watch that.
Oh, okay. So she's constantly losing it.
She is always consistently losing it. So context with her, she coupled up with Jeremiah on day one and they seemed immediately closed off, which is never a good idea on Love Island because mm-hmm. people are constantly coming in trying to take your man and Hutta can't handle that.
Mm-hmm. But were people shipping her and Jeremiah?
They're a cute couple.
Yeah.
Like, they obviously had chemistry. They had sparks off the bat. Now, Jeremiah's not some, like, innocent little flower. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like a 24-year-old, pretty immature young man. But Hutta,
She's a mommy.
She first of all, she's a mommy. She's mamacita. I think the only way I can illustrate how Hoda has been on the show is to play you this compilation of what their relationship has sounded like.
So you think America hates me?
Get the out of my face.
That's me.
What kind of man are you?
You?
No, you're a
He was not genuine.
Leave me alone.
He just avoided looking at me and
he's over here playing victim. You're a
Hold up. Keep it classy.
Chill out.
You are going to make me start watching this show and waste 35 minutes of my life before I realize I hate the show.
That was all in one episode.
Okay. Yeah.
That was one episode.
No, it was not.
A single episode.
Wow.
Okay. Just like 2 days ago, that was the episode. So I have an open letter for Hoda. Hoda, you got a text. It's an intervention. Dear Hoda, stop it. Get some help. Pick up your crown, queen. It's tilted. America doesn't hate you. We love you. We're rooting for you specifically because you are deranged. I was also 24 once, and that's not something I would wish on my worst enemy. One day, your frontal cortex will fully develop, and you will fall to the floor like your brain took a screenshot. When that day comes, pick yourself up, delete Peacock off your smart TV, and sign up for BetterHelp. In the meantime, remember who you are. You are a mother. But before that, you are a baddie. You deserve love and respect, and I deserve to have you on my TV because the alternative is Katie's cousin in a cowboy hat. With love and great fear, Rebecca and the women of America. Thank you, Hoda, for your service.
Nicely done.
God bless. I feel like I am going to go on. I'm going to sign up for Peacock for my free trial now just to watch one episode and then bail on the whole thing.
So Hoda's out?
No, she's in.
She's very much in.
Yeah, yeah. She's single. She's single and unglued.
She's out of her mind, yes. But she's in the villa.
And I never believe like these online votes. I think that the producers manipulate them to keep the people on.
You've been saying that since American Idol.
Heck yeah, man. I'll never believe it.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know enough about women's parts to know if this is even accurate or not, if this can even be done. But I just know that the theory itself was off-putting, I think. Okay?
Almost offensive?
I'm not sure, but I think so.
Okay. Oh, so you don't know if you should be offended or not?
I think I am.
Okay. Can that be a new segment? Should I be offended?
I'm offended for you, and I'm offended for Abby more than I am me. So there's a dude on Instagram right now that claims that if he is taking a look at WNBA players, Women's National Basketball Association players, cycles, and betting on how they're going to do in the game based on their cycle.
On their menstrual cycle?
On their menstrual cycle.
How does he know what their menstrual cycle is?
He can tell.
He's looking at the bloating.
I don't know.
Were they slower last week? Has he hacked their period trackers on their phone?
Let me give you two examples of @FadeMeBets and how he is making money on predicting women's cycles in the WNBA.
Ugh.
Betting on WNBA players based on their period cycles, we got a victim, boys. Hammer the under 22.5 points and rebounds on Aaliyah Boston. She is in her late luteal phase, which means that her strength is decreased and her aerobic fitness is decreased. And because she's like a forward/center, that's bad for her because she needs to get physical to score. She needs to have a good aerobic system to keep up running in transition. She's cooked. This is easy. She's not clearing this. This is 22.5 points and rebounds, take the under. And this is in the New York Liberty and Indiana Fever game. Log it in, boys. Last 5 in a row have cashed. Let's make it the last 6 in a row for period cycle bets.
All right, so two things here that we need to take into account, right?
This is a joke.
No, it's not. If you don't know what an over-under is, they'll basically, the odds makers say, hey, in this game, we think this woman will score 27 points. So do you think that they will score over or under 27 points? So what he's saying is he's taking a look at the cycle, and he's saying because of the part of the cycle that she's in right now. She won't have endurance. She won't be feeling so great. So take the under. And he's hit five in a row now doing this.
Okay, so here's the thing. There, luteal, like, phases are a thing. Mm-hmm. And, like, your body, like, every 28 days, a woman's body fluctuates. But there's no way this dude knows, like, that she's in the luteal phase. And what if she's on an IUD and she doesn't even have a period? Like, there's so many. This dude is so weird. And plus, I clicked on the link. Uh-huh. He loses all credit because he wears a black ski mask and goggles so you can't identify him.
He knows he's going to take so much heat. So much
heat. He's literally in disguise wearing a black ski mask and goggles so you can't identify him.
He looks like he's in that online group Anonymous because he knows he's going to take so much heat from women. So here's another one on Paige Buchers.
Betting on WNBA players based on their period cycles. We got a victim, boys. Take Paige Beckers and hammer the under 15.5 points. Again, I've been analyzing her cycles. And 2 weeks ago, she just finished her ovulation phase, meaning that yesterday, she just finished her luteal phase, which is perfect because after the luteal phase, of course, the period cycle restarts again, where the estrogen is at its lowest point. So, based on that information, we are taking the under Paige Beckers, 15.5 points. Lock it in.
All right. So, I'm guessing what he's doing is his audience is basically dudes that have no idea.
No clue.
About women's parts. And they're like, okay, he must got it.
I love this so much because we have two, I love you, but clueless dudes in studio, Mikey and Jackson. So, there are four main phases in a woman's menstrual cycle. What are those phases?
Luteal.
Yep, because you said that one.
The period.
Menstruation.
The period.
Waning gibbous.
Who?
Crescent.
Waning
moon.
Crescent. He also said another Ooh, one.
Menopause.
Nope.
Category five.
Like when you're most likely to get pregnant, a woman is what?
Oh,
menstruating.
Oh, there you go.
No. Ovulation, and there's one more phase.
DEFCON 4.
Mean.
Six on the Richter scale.
Mean.
Honestly, that should be more simple terms. The mean phase.
Chocolate.
Okay. The chocolate phase.
Follicular.
Okay.
For the follicle.
Like what?
Follicular. Yeah.
My favorite comment on this whole thing was, is this considered blood money?
I'm not offended because I can't even take this dude seriously. He's such a moron.
Well, he's got five in a row. That's all I heard.
I don't know how he's doing it. Because there's no way, unless he's going through these women, he's found out where they live and he's going through their trash and knows like when they're using certain products. Otherwise, he's just, this is creepy. It's giving creepy. And the fact that he's hidden his identity, I cannot take this dude seriously.
All right. So Jackson got you really upset, huh, Mikey?
Yeah.
What's going on, dude?
He's got me riled up over here.
He's got me riled up.
You ever find something out about a friend that completely changes the way that you look at them and you no longer have the amount of respect that you had for them at one point?
Wow.
Well, that's what I'm going through right now.
What did you do?
With my friend Jackson here.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we've been in high spirits. We went and played golf yesterday. It seemed like a good time.
No, this is a fun game. Jackson, what did you do? You have to start naming off things you've done that you think has caused Mikey to lose all respect for you.
What could you have possibly have done? I'm guessing it happened on this golf course. If you guys are spending 4 hours with each other.
I beat him up pretty good on the golf course.
Well,
maybe that's one.
Yeah, but I did good, though. Tell him I did good.
He did all right.
I played good golf yesterday. Good golfer here, going on the PGA Tour. But, no, Jackson knows what this is. He has to know because he could tell I was bothered by it.
Well, he kept on asking me a bunch of questions and then saying, I bet you hate this, too, so I think it's about something that I probably don't like.
You're pretty close. I put out the idea because it sounds like a good time that, hey, our girlfriends are friends. We're friends. Let's go to the beach. That's what people do whenever they want to have fun and relax and enjoy these gifts that creation has given us.
So go on like a little mini vacation again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aww, that's fun.
He hates the beach, this guy. He hates the beach. He can't stand the beach.
But he doesn't. He's cool with going on vacation with you. He just doesn't want to go on
to
the beach.
Well, no. Let's go to the mountains. He says, I hate the mountains. He hates everything. He wants to sit in his hot apartment all day.
I don't think he hates everything, Mikey. He just just doesn't want to go on vacation with you.
I knew someone was going to say that. I did all the addition. Turns out I'm the best. Nobody doesn't want to go on vacation with me, so that can't be it either.
I don't like the beach, and I frankly, I don't love traveling all that much. So.
You travel so much. You take off more days of vacation than all of us combined.
But it's not vacation for me. It's because I have obligations to other people. I'm traveling for weddings and to see family and all these other things. If it was my choice, I wouldn't really go to any of these.
Oh, it's so hard being so hard.
I have so many mornings.
I have so many friends.
All right, so let's just break it down here. So it's not that you don't want to hang out with Mikey and his girlfriend. It's just that you don't want to go somewhere on any kind of vacation.
But what does he want to do here? Like, do you want to go on a hike? No, I hate the rocks. Like, he hates something about everything. I'm this close to just filling up his backpack with sand just to spite him.
Yeah, I don't like hiking either. But no, it has nothing to do with Mikey or Trent. It's just, I love hanging out with them. I would just rather do things here and not have to go somewhere. I hate the traveling part of traveling, and that's enough to turn me off to the point where I'm just I don't want to do it at all.
You like the destination, you just hate the journey.
Well, that's what they say. The journey doesn't matter. It's all about the destination.
Even though you say that, most of the time whenever I'm somewhere, I get there and it's fun for a couple hours. But then after that, I'm I'd kind of just rather be home.
That's what's infuriating to me. Who goes to the beach and is like, meh, it's whatever. It's this is the best place you could ever be in your life. It doesn't get better. That's that's God's little gift to you.
Except you're there, and that's clearly his problem.
Maybe that's a problem, but
I'm the best. PTSD there, Bert.
A little bit, but I can tell you that this can turn around because there was a time where I suggested this to Kristen and she offended me. She was so passionate about never going on vacation and I held it over her head for a decade. Now she begs me to go. Now she begs me in a minute.
I can't wait for him to come crawling back.
It's the Bert Show.
Get it? The Bert Show.